This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Washington is considering a new amnesty for millions of illegal immigrants. The last such move was in 1986, and it also imposed sanctions against employers who hire undocumented workers. But those penalties rarely were enforced, and this time around there's little talk of reviving them. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
In a rundown wooden shack in Langley Park, Maryland, dozens of Latino and African men crowd around a small desk. A woman named Guadalupe presides in red ski hat and red glasses, shouting the names of the day laborers.
Walter Aguilar! Alejandro Banda!
Go, go, she says, as Banda spins a metal cage full of blue plastic cubes. He draws number 69, not a good sign for getting work today. This well-organized ritual takes place off a busy boulevard at Casa of Maryland. The nonprofit group openly serves undocumented immigrants on grounds donated by the county government. Like other communities across the country, officials here have come to see these workers as indispensable. Outside, stomping in the cold, one middle-aged Honduran man, we'll call Miguel, is confident of his role in this country.
Hispanics work for less money, and we also take most of the hardest, most dangerous jobs. I've worked with Americans, and they're afraid of everything. They don't even want to climb a ladder.
In 3 years here, working in construction and gardening, Miguel says he's never seen immigration agents raid a workplace. In fact, labor and immigration analysts say, at least anecdotally, the number of workplace raids has fallen dramatically in the past decade. The Department of Homeland Security declined an interview request. But since 9/11, the department's priority has been clear, says Steve Smithson, a lawyer with Casa of Maryland.
Enforcement really began to focus less on the work sites and more on the borders and on issues of national security.
Dimitrios Papadimitriou of the Migration Policy Institute says large-scale worksite enforcement is simply unworkable because it doesn't have enough political support.
The left doesn't mind or probably loves beating up on employers, but it wants to hold illegal immigrants safe. The right, they don't like illegal immigrants, but they don't want to make it difficult for employers to do what they think they have to do.
Indeed, when the government has tried to crack down, politics has intervened. Rosemary Jenks is with Numbers USA, a group that lobbies to restrict immigration. She says in 1998, immigration agents raided Vidalia onion fields in Georgia, prompting a loud outcry from Georgia congressmen.
No. None of this. You got to stop this. You know, we need the pickers. We got to have these workers there. You're right in the middle of the season, and so you got to stop. And so they stopped. It was just, you know, sort of yet one more example of the ambivalence. That, you know, oh yeah, law enforcement is great, oh, but not right here.
Such ambivalence is reflected in federal policy.
It's don't ask, don't tell.
Ami Chantel is a concrete subcontractor who employs dozens of foreign workers. He says the law requires him to inspect two pieces of ID for every worker and determine whether it looks fake. But how to tell?
We don't get any training from anybody in order to tell us, you know, this is a fake ID, this is what you should look, at a puppy against the light, or you should take a pencil. But we have no training whatsoever, and we don't know the fake from real.
And in fact, Chantel is only required to make his best guess. There is a long-standing phone-in verification system. It's a pilot program that allows employers to find out whether a Social Security number is valid, and by the end of this year, the program is to be extended to all 50 states. But Rosemary Jenks of Numbers USA says the system is strictly voluntary.
It's such a simple thing to do, and a simple thing to ask. And yet there is, I mean, as soon as the talks about it started in Congress, you start hearing about Big Brother and, you know, next thing we're going to be tattooing people and, you know, all this stuff that is just outrageous.
Back at Casa of Maryland, Miguel is now negotiating a job with a brawny man who's pulled up in a white van.
How much?
He lands 3 days of bricklaying, a high-skilled task for which he'll get $16 an hour. It's such good luck that has made the foreign-born the main growth factor in the national workforce over the past decade. As Miguel closes his deal, an orientation class for the newest immigrants begins in the basement of Casa, and once again, the room is jam-packed. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.